Thank the Lord for the good choir singing. Thank the Lord for God allowing us to be here. Whether you're a church member or a visitor, thank God that you've come this way tonight. I'm excited about the Christmas program. And when I see everybody here, it makes me more excited. And when I look at the children and the young people here, it makes me more and more excited. I appreciate the work that Barry and Heather's put in and others. And I appreciate the work and excitement that the children have put in. We want you to give your undivided attention tonight and listen. This is about the greatest story ever told. We've had Christmas programs before where somebody feel the touch of God to come to the altar and pray and get saved. Welcome. Do that tonight if you feel like it. Obey the Lord tonight and thank you for coming. I want to offer up a prayer and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Barry. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for what we feel tonight. Thank you for letting us be here and helping us be here. God, thank you that your presence is here. God, I pray for this Christmas play, this Christmas program. God, I pray that you would use it and touch people's hearts. God, speak to people. And Lord, draw people to an altar of repentance. God, we thank you for salvation by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your son Jesus to come into this world and to go to the cross and die and raise again, and that he's alive, and because he lives, we can live also. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
I guess the first thing we're going to start doing is, while I'm talking, let's go ahead and get everybody into position in the choir, because I know that's going to take a little time. Like Terry said, I'd like to welcome everybody. We're so grateful you're here. Okay. You know, Christmas, of course, is about the birth of Jesus. But we're going to explain tonight how so many stories in the Bible are related to Christmas, and you can't really talk about any story in the Bible without talking about Christmas or Easter. When I was a little boy at Albert Street Missionary Baptist Church, I got saved. I heard the gospel, and I went to the altar, and even though I didn't look any different, I was different. It changed me on the inside. God came and he was born of a virgin so he could go to that cross and die and go to the grave and raise victorious over death so we could live. Now we're going to do our very best tonight. I love these kids. We've had a good time. This isn't about seeing how great you can sing. We got some really good singers though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not diminishing what they're going to do. But my point is this. I say this about every year. This isn't Broadway, this is the narrow way. This is about what's important. So you're going to see some of the kids use papers and lines because they're busy. They're busy just like everybody else this time of year. And I wasn't going to crack a whip or be mean and say, you better memorize this or that. It's my kids even. It's too hard. And you're going to hear me sing along with them. This is all I'm going to say about it. We did have some technical difficulties for me and some situations with some people. We had to move around, so things are a little bit different. So bear with us. But I'll tell you, if the kids can hear you laugh, if they do something funny and you like it, laugh at them. They'll start over. You might hear me. If I think you didn't hear something, I might start them over. Not on a whole song, but a line or two so you hear it, because it's important, I think, what we're talking about. If you've got cell phones, please turn your cell phones off or put them on airplane mode or whatever you do. And I just come to me. I got to say something about this. Terry said how glad he was to be back at church this morning. Our pastor's been through some health issues. And I'll tell you what, one of the greatest gifts this church has ever had is Terry Brock as a pastor. Yeah, I want a round of applause for that. You could stand up for that. He's not just been a gift to this church. He's been a gift to the whole community. There's pastors that call him the pastor of pastors, and there's a reason for that. It's so good to have him here. As I was coming up the aisle this morning, I saw him. I just was weird. I was like applauding. Saw him. Okay, we're going to do the play now. Pray for me while we're doing this. I've got to sing a song, and I'm terrible with words sometimes and remembrance, so pray for me. But like so many people say when they get up to sing a song or a special in church, don't listen to how we sing it, but listen to what we're saying. And with that, I got to thank Chrissy and Heather, my wife. I got to thank my wife first, Chrissy. Sorry, Heather. Thank you. Chrissy, Cassandra, Lexi, Missy. And I'll tell you what, Ellie, where's Ellie? She helped us out a ton, even today, with just making copies of stuff and just being a little adult. And I'm proud of all of them. Cassandra. All right, I'll shut up now. And now, Lima Missionary Baptist Church presents our Christmas play, Christmas, Miracles and Gifts.
Christmas is a miracle. Christmas is a gift the Old Testament proclaimed. Jesus will come. The New Testament declares Jesus came, so there really isn't a Bible story that doesn't have a connection to Christmas. It's the miracle and gift of Jesus Christ, God's only Son. And that miracle, that gift, is still being offered today, if you'll humble your heart and believe.
Are you ready? Old Moses crossed over the Red Sea on dry ground. His enemies God washed away. There was manna from heaven and water from a rock. And God's power through the ark was displayed. And hearing the trumpets blow, the walls of old Jericho crumbled, becoming their way in. And like Rahab the harlot, I'll choose the scarlet, 'cause I know a God of miracles will win.
Sing it.
I got my very own personal miracle. My blinded eyes now can see. From darkness to light, from death unto life, from vanquish to victory. My God's unstoppable, what I thought impossible is now my reality. I got my very own personal miracle. Jesus gave it to me. Old Joshua spoke to the moon and the sun. They stood still about the span of a day. He gave Samson his strength, and Ruth her redeemer, and David a giant to slay. And three Hebrew children were thrown in the furnace, but four were seen walking around. And old Daniel went into that old lion's den, but like me, he's safe and sound.
Sing it.
I got darkness to life, from death unto life, from vanquish to victory. My God's unstoppable, what I thought impossible is now my reality. I got my very own personal miracle. Jesus gave it.
God gave a young lady a Holy Ghost baby. Shepherds and wise men came to see. The angel said, "Rejoice, I bring you tidings of great joy. This child will set the captives free. Oh God, this dying world so loved, He gave up His only Son to die on a cross of Calvary. But He arose from the grave. I trusted and got saved. Now Jesus is that miracle in me.
Everybody.
Got my very own personal miracle.
From darkness to light, from death unto life, from vanquish to victory. My God's unstoppable, what I thought impossible is now my reality. I got my very own personal miracle. Jesus gave it to me. I got my very own personal miracle. Jesus gave it to me.
And now we're going to join a church who's doing their very best in song to serve God, but don't realize that they need God to do that very thing, which can be very, very frustrating, especially when you're singing Fa La La.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi. Stress the fa and the la like this. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Now add an extra la like this. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
No, like this. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
It hurts, it hurts, it hurts. My tongue cramp.
What if we slow it down?
Fa. La. La.
What are the words again?
Fa la! Oh, take a break.
Delivery of snacks from Snack Shack. What you doing? Looks painful.
We're gonna sing this song to honor God and all of His love, if it's the last thing I do.
Well, I'm just a delivery person, but did God tell you to do this? Where I go to church, the pastor says to do what God tells you to do, plus nothing, minus nothing.
Let me guess, you go to that old-fashioned church around the corner where they're all over-emotional and claim they feel the Spirit.
You are in need of a Christmas lesson. Here, taste this. Now, taste this.
Woo! Oh my gosh, it's so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Why did you act that way? Emotional.
Well, because it was yummy.
The first cup was just warm water. The second was my special creamy cocoa. I hate to tell you, but all you're serving here is tasteless. And the reason others are so happy and emotional is because we got that special Christmas recipe called Jesus. Taste what Jesus wants to give you, and you'll want to sing and shout.
So, just do what God asks?
Absolutely. Watch this. Do you know a Christmas song?
Only Jesus loves me.
Great. Do you guys sing or play anything?
I make Christmas.
Great.
Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Merry Christmas.
For the Bible tells me so.
Merry Christmas.
Little one who can belong.
Merry Christmas.
They are weak, but he is strong.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
The Bible tells me so.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Merry Christmas.
The Bible tells me so.
You should come to church with me.
So I guess instead of fa la la, I need to fa a lo.
Sometimes families can be separated for years, and when you're young, that can seem like forever. But Christmas has a way of bringing families back together, including these cousins.
Oh my gosh, it's been forever.
How you doing?
Great, it's so good to see you.
We were just kids last time, and now we're basically adults. So what's new? When we were little, you were going to be some kind of scholar or professor. You had like a genius IQ or something.
Well, actually, I have been doing college classes in sociology and religious studies. I hope to get a doctorate in the Old and New Testament studies. What are you doing?
I really like riding dirt bikes, but a doctorate in the Bible? That's amazing. That's crazy. I just got saved before Christmas.
You got what?
Saved. Born again, you know.
No, I don't.
You study the Bible, so I thought you know about salvation.
The Bible is like a study like history or Greek mythology. I'm not like religious or churchy.
So you celebrate Christmas but you don't really believe?
Oh, don't get so serious. If you're wanting to learn about the Bible or even Christmas, just ask me anything.
Okay. Why was Jesus born at Christmas?
He was born God's son who would make a way for sinful mankind to be reconciled with God.
And exactly how does a man become reconciled to God?
Well, there are many views, but some believe in living a good life and not sinning. Some think God will just be merciful. Some people just hope for the best.
Oh, God, help us.
What?
I couldn't tell you which book of the Bible comes before the other, but I can tell you, God's real.
I'm not saying God's not real, but no one really knows.
I do. Good grief, this is important. You are like a sister to me.
I don't get why you're stressed.
I'm not near as smart as you, so my mind is blown. You don't know.
About what?
You know biblical history, but I've seen it by faith. You know all about God, but I've been introduced. You've been educated, but I've been redeemed. You know how to relate facts, but I've got the relationship. You've got so much up here, but not what you need in here.
Guys, it's time to eat.
Coming. Wow, you've gotten pretty weird since I've seen you last. But I believe that you really believe.
I do.
Well, I'll teach you about the Bible, and I'll let you teach me about believing, I guess.
Oh man, that would be great. Someday you won't just know about God, you'll know Him personally. And boy, if you think Christmas is awesome now, just wait.
Man, there's nothing like Christmas cookies. Especially when good sisters, mothers, and daughters of the Lord get together and cook up a batch of love.
Everyone ready to bake some cookies?
Yeah!
These are going to be the best ever.
What a blessing to be able to gather and have such a good time.
These cookies remind me of salvation.
How are cookies like salvation?
Girl, have you inhaled too much flour?
Then what?
Putting all the ingredients together is like a humble heart hearing the gospel.
Then what?
Mixing it all together in the pan is like someone walking to the altar to pray.
What about the oven?
That's like being baptized in the fire of the Holy Spirit.
How about taking cookies out of the oven?
That's like a sinner standing up and saying, I got saved. I could just eat them up.
Let's get to baking. Christmas time's a coming.
Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming.
And I know I'm going home.
Can't wait to tell the story, how the Savior came from glory, how the angels, shepherds, and wise men, 'cause Christmas time's a-coming. Hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, maybe it's snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
God told humble Mary, the Christ child she could carry, God's son would be her youngin', 'cause Christmas time's coming.
Hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing. Maybe it's snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Joseph thought she lied and he cried, but an angel came at night, said it's Jesus in the oven, and Christmas time's a-coming.
Hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, maybe it's snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
In Bethlehem a pleading, but no one was receiving, but a stable with the oxen, 'cause Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, maybe it's snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
The shepherds, angels scared, but such good news they shared. Find the baby warm and swaddling, 'cause Christmas time's a-coming.
Hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, maybe snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
A star was shining bright, a light leading to the light, follow like the wise men, 'cause Christmas time's a-coming.
Hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, maybe it's snowing, but I'm knowing someday I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Can't wait to tell the story, how the Savior came from glory, by the angels, shepherds, and wise men, 'cause Christmas time's a-coming.
God makes the best cookies ever.
Yummy!
There's nothing like reading good stories out of the Bible. And of course, like I said earlier, they all relate to Christmas and Easter. But there's something sweet about a father who takes the time to read his children stories from the Bible and teach them about the Lord. Just like this good dad here.
Gather around and I'll tell a Christmas story. The walls of Jericho.
That's not a Christmas story.
Oh, yes, it is. Rahab was a distant grandmother to Jesus.
Dad thinks every story in the Bible is a Christmas story and an Easter story.
Well, every story is. They're all about needing Jesus, so he had to be born.
Christmas!
And to be saved by his death and resurrection.
Easter!
But this is a Christmas story.
Why?
Because it's Christmas? Now listen. Everyone knows about the wall that fell at Jericho, but not many people talk about the wall that didn't fall.
What?
It didn't fall?
Read it!
Rahab lived in that wall. This is after she hid the spies from the king.
Now therefore, I pray, swear unto me kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token.
Our life for yours, yea, utter, not this our business.
When the Lord hath given us land, we will deal kindly with thee.
Bind this scarlet thread with the window we went down by.
Whoever is within with you will live, but only in your household.
Do you think all her family lived?
Did they all go in her house?
Well, one hopes, but only 8 got on the ark, so one only wonders.
Your house is special? You live in and on the wall. You'll be first to die.
Why would a harlot think God would show her mercy?
Think what you want. Despise me if you will, but please dwell here with me and live. You can feel it. You know what's about to happen.
You're all fools. Let's go. Are we all going to die?
Rahab gathered her family up high to her home in Jericho's wall, and surely thought they were all gonna die, God's army destroying them all. Rahab said,
remember, I have surrendered to the spies who climbed down that red cord. How to explain we're not accursed? God chose the last to make first, and this poor home is now the house of the Lord. I will not fall, my ever-ending for a new beginning was exchanged. We're not where we were at all. I can feel it, my foundation has totally changed. From here in this wall, once a tomb and a prison, a red stream now flows that covers in crimson. So the Lord I love and fear, but I don't dread. My wall won't fall, all because of a little red thread.
A great wall was standing between me and God. The sinful man that you see, I knew I'd fall lost, ever die in my sin, when God's Spirit came and spied on me. The man of God cried, remember, if you just surrender who you are, you will no longer be. How to hold on Jesus' name. I'm still me, but not the same. I'm claimed, justified, and set free. I will.
And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab.
She never died. Her wall didn't fall.
If it did, God sat her house down really gently. And Rahab was mother to Boaz, who had Obed, who had Jesse, who had David, all the way down to Jesus' birth.
Merry Christmas!
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were the gifts the wise men brought. Three gifts, but there could have been many wise men. It's also thought the wise men could have visited after Jesus had grown a little. And no one knows exactly, but maybe Mary and Joseph needed a gift, a miracle from God, to help them on their journey.
Joseph?
Yes, Mary?
While Jesus is sleeping and we have a moment, could I ask you a question? I've been really worried about something.
Go ahead. Ask anything.
Okay, here it goes.
Do you think we're nuts? Is this for real? I know it was one miracle after another, but now? Well, it's just dirty diapers and a whole lot of questions. I'm sorry, but did we imagine all this? I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just think on what we know. An angel spoke to you. An angel spoke to me. The shepherds showing up at Jesus' birth.
That was embarrassing almost.
Remember Simeon and Anna at the temple? They know who Jesus was, Mary. They know. And even so lately, that star in the sky, it's like a beacon proclaiming God's Son.
I know, but as feeble as it sounds, I wish God could assure me one more time.
Mary, I think God has heard your prayer.
Let me have that microphone. There we go.
Not the big ones.
Here. Just, it's all right. She was, that's what we had before. Just hold that, hold it right to your mouth. Here we go.
Tiara. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men, toward men.
Appreciate that, but now we'd like to turn it over to our pastor, who we're so glad to have back. You guys just be real quiet and listen to Terry for a second. Has somebody got a mic they can hand him? He's got it.
Is it on? Okay. I just want to say I thank God for this Christmas program. It's just so incredible. It amazed me and thrilled my heart and run my cup over. I appreciate what I could feel and what it's about. And if you're here tonight, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, think about what God gave for you. Think about what this story has been about. God gave His only begotten Son so you and I could have salvation. And this story has depicted that. It's up to us to trust in our heart what God's done for us by faith. And when we'll trust Jesus by faith, God will save our soul. And we've got eternal life and we can go to heaven. Praise God tonight. I appreciate everybody that's here. I appreciate everything that's been done. And praise the Lord. Now I'll turn back over to Barry.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We're really thankful you're all here. I'll tell you, please come back. Don't hear the story of Jesus and know you got it up here, but you don't have it here. Come back. Find an altar. We're all just a bunch of sinners that got saved. That's why we're here. We gather here because we want to see you get saved. I hope this Christmas might be a step in opening your eyes. And you come back and you hear the preached gospel. And Terry stood up, so he's got something to say.
I didn't feel like doing this before, but I told Linda when I sat down, I said I thought I might have him sing a song, make invitation, but I said didn't feel like it when I got up. And then when I sat down and Barry began to talk, and I thought, well, yeah, now I feel like it. I need to do that. I'd like Brother Taylor to come, like everybody to stand up. Linda wants to sing a song. Linda wants to sing a song. And listen, we're not trying to pressure anybody or put anybody on the spot, but listen, God did this for you. And if you're here tonight and you've never been born again, if you'll just come and trust what God did for you, He'll speak that peace to your soul. He already gave His Son. But for you to have the benefit of that, you've got to believe in that. If you feel like coming to the altar and praying tonight, we're not going to judge you, and we're not going to put you on the spot, and we're not going to embarrass you. But if you've never been born again, and you feel like tonight would be a good night for you to come, if you feel like God touching your heart, while Linda sings this song, I'm going to ask you and invite you to come. Feel free to step out. It'd just be so good while she sings.
This is not part of the program, wasn't a part that we had planned, but when Terry said he felt like giving an invitation, this song came to my heart. And so this is about Christmas, and that's what this song is about. So pray for me as I try to sing it. Mary wrapped the first Christmas present a long, long time ago.
Praise the Lord.
In a little town called Bethlehem, to Virgin Mary a baby was born. She didn't have pretty paper. She didn't have a beautiful bow.
If you'd like
this
to come pray, you're welcome.
This gift God sent down to you and to me. Mary wrapped Him in swaddling clothes. The angels were
come if you feel
rejoicing
like it.
That very first Christmas morn.
Obey that spirit.
The
Obey the
shepherds
Lord.
Quaked
come to Jesus.
And trembled. The angels said, fear not, your Savior is born.
Amen.
I wasn't there to see the Christ child. Amen. As in the manger He lay, but I was there
When God placed this gift in my heart, I can tell you the time and the place. Mary took care of the baby till he grew into a man. From the manger to Mount Calvary, it was all part of God's great plan. The mob cried, "Crucify him." This man who knew no sin, then he died on the cross for a world which was lost, and Joseph wrapped him in linen again. The angels were rejoicing that very first Easter morn. The keeper of the tomb trembled when he saw the angel had rolled the stone from the door. I wasn't there to see King Jesus when he came forth from the grave, but I was there when Jesus arose in my heart. I can tell you the time and the place.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That's a great song. Let me tell you this. In a little while, we'll dismiss here, and I believe we're going to have food in the fellowship hall. Everybody's welcome to go out there and eat with us. But I just had a memory come back to my mind. A number of years ago, I was in the fellowship hall eating with a crowd of people. And there was a young man that had been in church with us, and God had spoke to his heart, but he hadn't moved. And so he got my attention out in the fellowship hall. He said, "I should have went to the altar when we were in church. Would you go back in and pray with me?" And I said, "Oh, yeah," my heart was excited. Nothing could have excited me more. And so a few of us came back in, and most of the folks were out there in the fellowship hall eating, and a few of us came back in, and we prayed, and the young man told us that God had saved his soul. Nothing more precious than that. What I'm getting at is after we go out of here, we go out in the fellowship hall and we're fellowshipping and we're eating. If you feel like that young man did, if you feel like I should have went to the altar, I still need to go to the altar, I need to go pray, if you'll come find me or somebody, we'll come back in and pray with you. And I thank the Lord for what I feel tonight and for everybody that's here. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Do you want anybody to pray for them?
Yeah. While we just wait for just a minute, I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask Brother Mike Kester to pray for dismissal here and ask the blessing over the food and the fellowship hall. Please come back when it's church time.